Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we'll be looking at conditions to receiving wisdom based upon James chapter 1, verses 5 through 8. One condition to getting wisdom is to simply ask for it. Ironically, a person must possess a certain amount of wisdom if they are going to ask for it. They must realize they need help with the various difficult situations in life. They must be willing to reach out for that help, especially from God. James says a person should be asking God for wisdom. God gives wisdom to all. No one is excluded if they will simply ask God. God gives wisdom generously. He readily provides it out of the kindness of his heart. He wants to help people as they deal with the various trials in this present world. God gives wisdom without reproach. God does not feel disappointment when he gives wisdom to those who are asking him for it. He knows the ones asking possess the character he is seeking in a person who belongs to him while they are dealing with tough situations. Another condition to getting wisdom relates to a person's character. They must have faith God will provide the wisdom they are requesting, along with the expectation that God will give them wisdom. To have this faith and expectation indicates the person has some doubts, and James calls that person a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. To illustrate a person who is doubting, James describes them as the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. With this picture in mind, we can see a doubting person is constantly thinking, "Will God give me wisdom or will he not?" That person is really not expecting God to give them wisdom. They have all kinds of reasons in their minds as to why God will not grant their request. Trying to live a godly life in this world, we will encounter many difficult times. Whether social, financial, religious, or meeting challenges related to employment or health, God is willing to give us the necessary wisdom to endure all of these situations if we will simply ask, without doubting, expecting that he will give us this wisdom. Regardless of the circumstances, asking for wisdom from God will always help and be the best advice we will receive for how to handle our trials. God will give us the wisdom we need to manage, in a godly manner, all the issues of life. When the Christian practices this wisdom from God, they will always be living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
My only peace is you.
And my only joy.
My only joy is you.
My only joy.
Jesus, my only joy.
Yes, my joy is you, Lord.
From early in the morning.
All that I need.
All that I need.